these days, the potential for stress, overwhelm and burnout is, of course, very real. It can be super easy to become overstimulated, overworked, and as a result, our stress levels can build up and become our norm without even realising it. One of my early mentors, quite a few years ago, used to have a really nice phrase. He said that tension is an unconscious process, but relaxation is a conscious process. And what he meant by that was that throughout our day, we can build up tension without even realizing it. It can happen in the background. And before we know it, all of a sudden, we realize that we're stressed out. But if you want to let go of all of that stress and tension and relax, then you have to intervene and decide to do it deliberately. And that fits in nicely with what we're going to talk about in this episode of the Stress Less Living podcast. We're going to take a look at how to do a stress detox. Hey there and welcome to the Stress Less Living podcast. My name is Stephen Burns and I've been a practicing coach, trainer and hypnotherapist for 25 years. Each week I'll share easily digestible bite-sized ideas that you can immediately put into practice so that you can live a more harmonious and balanced life. On this podcast you can expect mindset advice, strategies for dealing with big modern day problems like stress, overwhelm, burnout, perfectionism and procrastination, and also insights into tools like meditation and mindfulness. So if you're looking for the perfect antidote for the chaos of modern life, my friend, you are absolutely in the right place. Okay, let's begin. So first of all, what is a stress detox? Well, it's where you have a process that you take yourself through, usually at the end of your working day, to drain all of the tension that you've accumulated and built up during the day. So what I want to do in this episode is I want to take you through how I do a stress detox. Many years ago, when I worked in the oil and gas industry, I was also starting a business up at the same time. So I did struggle with tension because I was on all the time. So I started doing this particular process I'm going to take you through, and it made such an amazing difference that I still do it to this day. Now, the process I'm going to take you through also serves another function as well as detoxing stress. It also helps you prime yourself to be more relaxed and calm for the following day. So the way it does this is it makes use of a concept taken from NLP, that's neuro-linguistic programming, called future pacing. So future pacing is whenever we imagine something desirable in our future, what happens is we create neural pathways that then support that possibility, and it becomes more likely that it will happen. Classic example is from a study done at Harvard University with a basketball team. So what they did was they took a basketball team and they divided them into two different groups. So group number one were asked to practice a free shot throw. Group number two were asked to imagine throwing the perfect free shot throw inside their mind. So they didn't actually do any physical practice. It was all an imagination exercise. It was a thought experiment. And then what they did was they tested both of the groups for development, and they found something that was pretty mind-blowing. They found that both of the groups had actually experienced a similar level of improvement, of development. And one of the conclusions they got from this was that when you imagine something, you then start to create neural pathways that support that particular learning, that what you're imagining actually becomes a choice. So what that means is if you start to imagine yourself being more relaxed and being more calm during your day, what's going to happen? You're going to start to create neural pathways that's going to support that choice. And if you do it intensely and if you repeat it, then it becomes much more likely, that neural pathway becomes stronger, it becomes more likely that you're going to head in that direction. So the process I'm going to take you through serves two functions. Function number one is it acts as an amazing stress detox to help you get rid of the tension that you build up during the day. But the second purpose is it primes you to be more relaxed and calm the next day. And all of this will make complete sense as I go through the process. So how do you do it? Well, it involves both a physical process where you let go of tension physically inside your body, but also involves the use of the imagination. As we saw in the Harvard University example there, imagination can be really powerful. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you through the steps, and if you're interested in giving this a go, then I do have a free audio version of this process. I'll take you through the full thing. It also has an accompanying video tutorial. What I'll do is I'll include the link to it in the show notes if you want to get access to that. Okay. So let's dig into the nitty-gritty. How do you actually do this? Well, you want to do these two different things, the physical process and the imagination, in three different rounds. So let's go through each of the rounds one by one. So round number one, you want to do a process I absolutely love called tense and let go. So what you do is you start off with your feet. So you find a comfortable place. Of course, don't do this when you're driving or accessing machinery. Why would you? I don't know why they say that. But you pick a place that you feel comfortable and give yourself at least 15 minutes to fully immerse yourself in this experience. So you start off by tensing up your feet. So you want to scrunch them up into balls. You can do this just now if you like, or if you can do it later on. But scrunch up your feet. You really feel the tension, and you tense them up for a count of 1 to 10. And then once you reach 10, you simply just let those feet go. And as you let your feet go, you start to become aware of the change in sensations in your feet. And the key thing is you want to notice the difference between how they were a moment ago when they were tense and how they are now when you've completely let go. And the reason why this is powerful is we often forget what it actually feels like to just let go of tension. You know, we can build up tension. If you remember, tension is an unconscious process, and eventually it can become our norm without even realizing it. So we have to retrain the body and retrain the mind, or remind the brain and remind the body of what it feels like to totally relax and completely let go. The other thing it does is it also gives your brain a contrast. You know, contrast is one of the main vehicles that our brain uses to learn. So what you're doing is you're providing the brain a contrast between being tense and all scrunched up and relaxed and letting go. So because the brain knows the difference between the two, then you can access that feeling of relaxation much easier. So you want to do that in your feet, and you then want to move up through each of the main areas of your body all the way up to the top of your head. So you would then scrunch up your lower legs. You might have to tense up your feet to do that as well. That's absolutely fine. And you would tense them up for a portion of time, usually a count of 10. And then you would let go of those lower legs. You would then repeat it for your upper legs, and then repeat it for your stomach and your glutes, then your chest, your arms, your hands, maybe even making your hands into fists. And then you would finish off with your face. I know you'll look a little bit weird when you do it, but that's absolutely fine. There's a positive function behind this. And once you've done that, and this should take around about 5 minutes, you just want to sit there and be mindful of the changes in sensations that you're experiencing. And you will notice a difference. This is very much a mindfulness exercise as much as a relaxation one. So you just want to spend some time just becoming aware of the blood flowing through your body, that feeling of just completely letting go. Just enjoy it for a portion of time. And then what you want to do is, you then want to move on to round number two. And this is where you add in the use of your imagination. So what you want to do is you want to give the feeling of relaxation and calm a colour. So if you were to give that beautiful, ever-growing sensation of just letting go into calm and relaxation a colour, what would that colour be? For me, it's always pink. I don't know if that signifies something deep and meaningful about me. Sigmund Freud, where are you when I need you? It doesn't really matter though. You want to pick whatever colour fits right for you. Go by your feelings with this. And then you want to imagine a cloud of that colour entering your toes. What would it be like if that was to happen? And what would it be like if, as it enters into your toes, it brings with it more of that wonderful feeling of calm, relaxation and letting go? And then you can simply just allow that cloud with that colour and more of that wonderful feeling just to move up through your lower legs, all the way up through your upper legs, into your glutes, into your stomach, taking all the time it needs to do that, all the way up your chest, down through your shoulders, your arms, your hands, tingling through your fingertips, and then eventually all the way up through your neck and into the top of your head. And you can take your time with this, of course. Don't just do it quickly. Enjoy and just bathe yourself in this wonderful feeling of relaxation and calm. And by that time, once you've done that, you'll be feeling pretty good. You've already exercised that physical tension, but now what you're doing is you're using your imagination to take that even further to develop that wonderful feeling of calm. So then once you've done that, again, you want to spend some time just simply enjoying this wonderful feeling. Don't just move on to the next thing really quickly. Spend some time being mindful of these wonderful feelings without judgment. And then when you're ready, you want to move on to the third and final round. That is round three. And that is where you do this thing called future pacing. If you recall, we talked about it earlier on. It's an NLP technique. So this is where, when you're in this wonderful state of relaxation and calm, you want to ask yourself a question and consider the question inside your imagination. Now, if you want, you can actually write down these questions on a piece of paper if that helps you concentrate and focus on the process. So what you want to do is you want to ask yourself, what would it be like if you were to have this wonderful feeling of relaxation and calm tomorrow when you wake up fully and completely? So you simply want to ask that question. What would it be like if I had this relaxation and calm fully and completely tomorrow when I wake up? And just simply explore that. What would it be like? What would you see? What would you hear? And how would you feel? And then you can take that question to a slightly different level. You can ask yourself, what would it be like if I had this feeling, this wonderful sense of relaxation, fully and completely throughout my entire day? And once again, don't give this question lip service, just allow it to steer your imagination. Where does your mind go? What kinds of pictures and movies do you conjure up as a result of fully considering this question? And then another question you can consider is, having this feeling of relaxation and calm fully and completely, how would you respond differently to setbacks and challenges? Because the thing is, we know that life will always throw curveballs. It will always throw spanners into the works. So you don't want to just visualize your day being completely perfect, because that's not real life, is it? You know, the real world isn't like that. There's always setbacks. There's always moments of adversity that attempt to knock us off. However, what we can choose to have more influence over is how we respond to those setbacks. So you want to consider, how would you respond differently and so much more positively if you were to do it through this sense of calm and relaxation? Just imagine what that would be like. If you suddenly found yourself having a setback, but you felt super calm and super relaxed while it was happening, I would imagine that you would respond in a much more useful and in a much more positive way. So once again, take time to explore this. You can write down these questions so you don't have to do the thinking when you're in the process. That can often help. But take the time just to allow the question to guide your thinking, to guide your imagination. And remember, what you're doing here is you're actually projecting this feeling of calm and relaxation into your future. As it was with the Harvard University study with basketball players, you're actually priming yourself for more relaxation when you wake up tomorrow, throughout your day, and whenever you feel or whenever you experience setbacks or challenges. You're creating these neural pathways, and the more that you do it, the stronger these pathways become. And trust me, when you do this, you will feel more relaxed the next day because you're creating these neural pathways. So that is how to do a stress detox. Three rounds, very simple, very immersive. Give it a go. And like I said, if you want an audio that takes you through this entire thing, there's also an accompanying video tutorial, then please check out the show notes. There'll be a link there. It will give you all the details, all the information you need to get access to that. So there we have it, how to do a stress detox. So let's do a quick review. What you're doing with this is you're doing both a physical process where you are draining the tension inside your body, and then you're combining the power of your imagination. And you want to do it in three rounds. So round number one, you want to use tense and let go, where you tense up each individual part of your body for a portion of time, you feel the tension, and then you let it go. And you just spend some time being mindful of the difference, what it feels like to get that sense of completely letting go physically. And you want to do that throughout every part of your body, and then you want to layer in the use of the imagination, and that is round two. And this is where you give the feeling of calm and relaxation that you're starting to feel a colour. If you were to give it a colour, what would that colour be? And then imagine a cloud of that colour entering into your toes. And as it enters into your toes, it brings with it even more of this wonderful sense of relaxation and calm. And then you just take your time to allow that colour, that feeling, to spread through your toes, your feet, your ankles, your legs, all the way up through your stomach, your glutes, your chest, your arms, your hands, up through your neck, all the way to the top of your head. Take your time with this. And then round three, by that stage, you'll be in a pretty nice place. You then want to project those feelings of relaxation and calm into the future, into the next day. So you're harnessing the power of creating neural pathways deliberately. So you want to ask yourself, what would it be like if I was to wake up tomorrow morning having all of this feeling of calm? Consider that for a moment. And then you want to ask yourself, what would it be like if I had this feeling of calm fully and completely for my entire day? How amazing would that be? Consider that question. And then finally, you want to just throw in some curveballs, some moments of adversity, and you want to have a think, if I was to come up against some setbacks or challenges, how would I respond so much more positively from this place of calm and relaxation? Amazing process. So hope you enjoyed this stress detox. Like I said, if you want to try this out, then if you go to the link in the show notes, I'll give you all the details to get access to an audio version where I take you through this whole thing. You can just download it to your phone, tablet, or desktop, and I'll take you through the entire thing. So once again, thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, then I would love it if you could leave a review, and also if you could click follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. So all the best with it, and I'll see you in the next episode.